السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Wednesday morning, the bliss of marriage part 2. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. And of course, our beloved senior respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Let's welcome our beloved engineer, of course, Brother Tobella. Let's welcome the beloved listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and company. And let's welcome our beloved listeners of Marqa. Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27847863132. Today is the 29th of Jumad al-Ula, 1442, corresponding to the 13th of Jan, 2021. Let's welcome our Ustad into the program. Ustad, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan. Few announcements now as I speak to you. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Our cousin, our brother, Haji Abdul Aziz Muhammad Adam of Masons passed away, and janaza is now at Ben Balfour at 11 o'clock. We make dua for him and all the other marhumin. All mighty Allah Jalla Wala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus, and all those who are ill, may all mighty Allah Jalla Wala grant them Shifa-e Kamil. Second, as Maulana Arafat announced that today is the 29th of Jumad al Ula. In South Africa, remember today after Maghrib, we will see the moon. We must look for the moon and scan the sky, but it's only 12 hours old. So remember, the chances are very, very slim. So it will not be sighted, but we should still try and scan the sky and look for the new moon and crescent. Then tonight, tomorrow, Thursday will be the 30th. And then tomorrow night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, and Friday will be the first of Jumad al-Akhirah. Likewise, we all know that there's a big problem nowadays with our masajid, that the people are spying and people are causing big problems. So make dua. Yesterday they had a problem in Lodium, they had a problem in Azadwal. We urge and appeal all the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marqaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, to make special dua. Almighty Allah Jalla wala protect the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak, and all the masajid throughout the world. Allah Fattah, Ya Fattah, Allah Maftah Masajidana Kullaha Fil Alami Kullihi, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, open all our masajid, Ya Allah, Ameen. Through your benevolence, mercy and grace, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Allah says, Ya Ustad, that dear Mufti Sahab, my wife has a terrible temper. When she is angry, she is really, really angry. She throws whatever is in front of her at me. Ustad, what should I read? Anonymous brother.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, when your wife is blowing her fuses and so forth, you must go away, go out of the house, go to the masjid, go for a walk and so forth and so on. Don't try and confront her at that time. Things will just deteriorate and go from bad to worse. When she is sober, she's calm, then you need to speak to her and tell her that really the Satan, the Shaitan, Lucifer and his agents are getting hold of her, and she must learn anger control, management of her anger and so forth. When she loses her temper, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. When she gets angry, go make wudu. When she gets so angry and loses her temper, She must change her posture, position. All this are taught to us by Almighty Allah in the Quran Sharif, or by Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Islam, peace be upon him. And both of you should give out charity. Both of you daily sit and make dua and ta'aleem. When last did you read together? Ya wadudu, ya wadudu, ya wadud. Both of you raise your hands and make dua. So the mercy of Almighty Allah can descend. You're living in a house. The house must become a home. And the home must become Dar es Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility, serenity. So all that we can do, but no, you will tell her five, she will tell you ten, and it will continue. So we choose the means and the methods which are un-Islamic. Choose the Islamic manner methods. Then you will see how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will change the sayyat into hasanat. Mm. The vices will become virtue, and your home will become Dar es Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility, serenity, inshallah.
Mm. Subhanallah, ameen, ameen. Let's go to example, Ustad. Anonymous says that if there's no intimacy in a marriage, Ustad, because both are upset for 4, 5, 6 months, Ustad?
Remember that both parties are guilty, and both of you, it's your pride and arrogance that you are not giving in. What is the meaning of pride? Pride, Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al Kibru. What is pride and arrogance? Batarul Haq. That your bride takes the better of you. You don't want to accept the truth. You husband, you can't tell me that your wife did only wrong and no good. Mm. And you wife, you can't tell me that your husband did all wrong and he did no good. وَلَا تَنْسَهُ الْفَضَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. See the Quran. Quran says, don't forget the fadl, the grace, the mercy you all showed one another. There were wonderful moments, O wife, your husband showed you. There were wonderful moments, O husband, your wife did for you. How can you behave like a small child and children? And no, you go your way, I go my way. Both would pull their face in 5, 6 months. So you must remember, both of you ask now immediately forgiveness to one another, and not for my sake, for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. Man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. Whosoever adopts humility solely only for the love and pleasure of Allah Jalla wala rafa'ahu Allah, Allah will elevate you. Wa man takabbara, I say no, go fly a kite, then you show pride and arrogance, whether Allah, Allah will disgrace and you humiliate you. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. So remember, Batarul Haq wa Ghamdun Nas. You consider yourself superior and other people inferior. So both of you are saying the slogan of Shaitan, Ana khayrun min, I'm better than him. I'm right, he's wrong. I'm right, she's wrong. So both of you must start giving charity. Read Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and such children that are the coolness of the eyes. And read Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Start ta'aleem in your house. Take Riyadus Salihin. You know Riyadus Salihin? Who is the author? Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah. That Allama Nawawi, who only lived for 45 years. That Allama Nawawi, who used to have one meal a day. He said, I'm so busy, I don't have time for eating and drinking. I'm not saying we must do that. I'm trying to show you how Almighty Allah accepted his spice, Khasane Khuda, his special servants, his awliyaullah. He wrote so many books on the Shafi'i school, that after Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah, one of the greatest scholars for the Shafi'i school was Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah. So he never got married and 45 years old. Mm. He left a legacy that the whole world, Arab world, Indo-Pak, Africa, America, we all use his books till today. So use Riyadus Salihin daily and read it in your house. 4, 5, 6, 7 ahadith. Take the works of Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Muhammad Zakaria Nawarallahu Marqadahu. Go study the works of Sheikh. Sheikh writes, you know, in Abiti. Our people, they don't know how to pronounce, they make Abiti, is Abiti. So the autobiography, so go read what were sacrifices. I mentioned one incident when Hazrat Sheikh wrote, and till today, this is the greatest book I found on Hajj and Umrah. In Arabic, Hazrat Sheikh wrote it, Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I have the copy in Arabic and Urdu. The translation was done by Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi, Rahimahullah. Nevertheless, so there Sheikh wrote that book in 3 days, and at night he never slept. Can you imagine 1-2 nights you don't sleep and you're teaching and writing? And remember, this is Ruhani Taqat. That is what Allah gave them, the spiritual strength, because of the ta'alluq and connection with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Me and you, if one night we don't sleep, the next day 12 hours we'll sleep. Masalat also, Allah forbid. So see, these are how Allah accepted their works. And read it, give out charity, and both of you put your pride one side. And inshallah, that before the new month starts, Friday, so y'all already make peace, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Listen to this one, dear Ustad. He says, dear Mufti Sahab, does the birth of a new moon have an effect on people's behavior? Because whenever it's the new moon, my husband gets very, very hot-headed and he starts shouting at us and hitting us. Ustad, anonymous sister.
So you must tell him that the new moon will be sighted tomorrow night, Thursday night, although we have to scan the sky tonight, but we won't see it because it's only 12 hours. So remember, before tonight comes, before tomorrow night comes, give out charity. All of you read Asma'ul Husna and tell your husband to read 1,000 times. 1,000 times meaning as much as possible. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Is the shaitan and Lucifer. That is shaitan's translation in English. Lucifer and his awlad and his progeny and his children. Afatattakhidunahu wa dhurriyatahu awliya'a min duni wa hum lakum adu. Are you taking Lucifer, the shaitan, and his progeny? You see, Quran says, you're taking him and the children of Lucifer and Iblis as your friends and protectors. You left me? You don't worry about me, oh human being? I'm your creator. Wahum lakum adu. And they are your open enemy. So that is what you have to do. Tell your husband he's going a little bit zigzag. Why he goes zigzag? Because the shaitan knows that that is his weakness. So he must learn to oppose the shaitan. So we gave him the Quranic, the divine prescription. Chapter 7, verse 200. Wa imma yanzaghannaka minash shaitani nazghun fasta'iz billah. When the shaitan waits an assault and attack you, he gives you injection, fasta'iz billah. Nazghun. Idkhalul ibra fil jilt. That is to insert the injection into the body, into the skin. So that is what shaitan is doing, and therefore he goes ballistics. He wants to hit the wife, hit the children. So tell him from now, start reading A'udhu Billah. All of you, Asma'ul Husna. All of you, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. And husband, A'udhu Billah min ash-shaytan rajim. And make collective dua in your home. And Allah Ta'ala will let peace, tranquility. And read Surah Baqarah, all of you. Allah Jalla wa Ala will protect you. Wa la yastati'uha al-batala. The evil forces cannot overpower you. Authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim.
I see anonymous sister says, dear respected Mufti Sahab, my mommy is the boss of the house. What she says goes. Mufti Sahab, my husband is getting fed up now with her and he's taking his frustrations out on me. My husband is unemployed and we live with our parents. This is causing issues, Mufti Sahab. It may lead to divorce. Please advise what to do, Ustad.
Obviously, you must remember that to become a Ghar Jama'i and to become a son-in-law and living now with his in-laws, so with your parents, is going to cause a lot of problems. It's untenable. So what you have to do is immediately, that by this weekend, next weekend, as soon as possible, go look for a another place, outbuilding, a bachelor flat or whatever. So you must remember, go move in there, you and your hubby. If you got 3-4 children, you can leave them there by Nana and Nani. So by your parents, till he finds a job and so forth. So he feels now he can't speak anything because he's indebted to your parents. They gave him shelter, they gave him boarding, lodging, he's eating, drinking there. But now, because your mother is a dominating type of person, so now you have to do things like her, what she says. So he doesn't know what to tell her, so all the anger he vents out on you. So you must speak to your parents and tell them that, see, just cool down a little bit, we're moving out, and what you are spending on us now, you can spend on this, and my husband will go look for a job immediately, and in that way there. So it's immediate thing that you have to move out from there. The longer you stay, you yourself are saying, this fear of divorce, Allah forbid, inshallah, that will not happen. But remember, he's used to his independence. COVID came, Corona came, he lost his job, he got retrenched, circumstances, Allah knows best. Read, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhab, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah, Ya Razaku, Ya Razak. Allah brings halat and circumstances in our lives so that we turn more and more to Allah. Because when the going is good, human being is such, we become oblivious and we forget Almighty Allah. So what Almighty Allah does, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى. Yesterday I was the chairman, yesterday I was the trustee, yesterday I was the millionaire, and today my entire empire crumbles. Allah forbid, I'm just giving example. So we become big shots, and suddenly we become from Mr. Somebody, we become Mr. Nobody. And Allah is saying, see, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be the biggest, the mightiest, the greatest. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ. We let them taste the smaller punishment, not the bigger one. If death can finish, end of the story. So why? Allah gives us a second opportunity, second chance. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Return, turn more and more to Almighty Allah. When last did you cry and say, Allahumma laka shukr kullu, Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu, Ya Allah, every bounty you gave me, my eyes, my ears, my tongue, my sleeping, my eating, my drinking, and you go on. How can we thank Almighty Allah enough? But human being, only when musibat, calamity falls, then he thinks of Allah. When the hasanat comes, things are in his favor, then he conveniently suffers from selective amnesia. He forgets Almighty Allah. That is the tendency of human being. Nay, Muslim, day and night, good conditions, favorable conditions, unfavorable conditions, we will turn always to Almighty Allah. So you do that, and inshallah, everything will work out, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. So is it right, Mufti Sahab, that when a man is angry with the wife, he is quick to leave the bedroom and sleep in the other room? But when the wife is upset and she wants to sleep separately, he refuses and throws a tantrum, Ustad, anonymous.
The husband, he needs, my sister, body heat. You don't know what is body heat, my sister. So therefore, when you go away, so he won't be able to sleep. But when you get when he gets cross, so you must remember, he's upset, then he'll go and sleep that side there. But if you are upset, no. So the men are like that, the husbands are like that. So for both of you, wasulhu khair, reconciliation is the best. So why did that anger come? See, I give you the incident from Muslim Sharif. One day, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to whose house? The best of the best, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Today, which lady in the whole world can compare to her? We are non-entities. So she is the ladli, the beloved, the most precious to Mustafa rahmatulil alameen from sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the children. And Fatima to Sayyida to Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. Oh, my beloved Fatima, radiallahu anha. Aina Ali? Where's Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu? See the intelligence of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. If it's our Fatima, she will give the ada and qaza, history, geography and biology and everything. She will add so much masala and spice. She said, Baini wa baina ushaid. We had some misunderstanding. It's finished story. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood there's a problem between husband and wife. But where is he, O Fatima radiallahu anha? He's gone to masjid. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the most precious, the final, the last messenger. Everything, we can put all the adjectives for the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he went as a father-in-law also. And he says, O Ali, where are you? See, he's sleeping. He's in the corner of the masjid. Now see, one is me and you. We should go there, wake him up roughly and say, hey, what's your story? Maybe pull and roll our sleeves up and pedal beat him also. So our people are crazy people. He, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, open Muslim Sharif. Yamsahut turab an thawbihi. Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his own Mubarak hands, removing the dust from the clothing of Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu anhu. Speck of dust on his clothing, speck of dust on his body. Yeah, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is doing. Then says, Kum ya Aba turab. Stand up, O father of saint. What do you think came in the heart of Sayyidina Ali? This is Rahmatulil Alameen, the best of the best of Allah's creation, and he's praising me, so he will ask for forgiveness. They sort their things out, everything. So that is what you must do, O husband, wife. They say, no, me, I'm going to sleep in the other bed, I'm going to sleep in the other bed. Now your children who are there, do you know how you impact on them negatively? That psychologically, the children come to know that the chemistry and the marriage is not a solid marriage between husband and wife. Why mommy is sleeping in that room? Why daddy Abi is sleeping in that room? You're sending negative signals. Then when your children grow up, you must remember they can't perform in school, they can't perform in madrasa, because they are already psychologically impacted negatively. So you must think what you are doing. You are not small children, you are parents now. So therefore, oh parents, you got problem in the bedroom, it must stay in the bedroom. Not you bring, other day I was in Durban, or I don't know where I was. The people told me, Muslim, I know them all, I know the husband and wife. They had such a big fight, the whole group of flats, everybody came out, Muslim, non-Muslim, to see, okay, how these Muslim janvars are fighting. The animals, they behave, animal behavior. Can we behave like that? So remember this, so we make ourselves a laughing stock, you know. So you must think what you are doing and don't send negative signal to your children. Your children, you need to build that discipline, confidence in them. That is what you need to do.
I see a listener say, so is it permissible for a couple to have passwords on their phone to start? My husband has a password and goes to the toilet with his phone. And if I stand next to him, he quickly hides his phone, but he goes through my phone all the time to start.
He wants to go, there's two things there happening. He's got password there because why? His bank balance comes on that phone there. And if he gives it to you, then you will bandu paisa kalaskari level. So you will finish all his money up, you see? So therefore, he got the password. That's one possibility. I don't know you, I don't know your husband, but that is one possibility. Second possibility, which is most likely in this day and this age, he's busy on the chat line. He's busy with his secretary. He's busy with the street ladies. So now he doesn't want you to see his conversations and so forth. So he put that there. So one day he will get exposed. You must remember that. So many incidents I know that the husband got this, but he gave the wife the phone and then he told her do this, and then the wife just scrolled through and she found all the messages. So you make sabr and read these ayats here. Read this ayat, 3 ayats I give you. Any person, whether it's your husband, whether it's his mistress, whether it's his secretary, whatever, they want to cause harm between you and your husband, to sour your relationship, so you must read Surah 29, chapter 29, verse 33. Rabbin surni alal qawm al-mufsideen. Oh, beloved Allah, you assist me against the people who are the mischief makers. So remember, you know whose dua is this Lot, L-O-T. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, he recited this dua against the gay brigade, against the homosexuals. And Allah told Jibreel alayhi salam, pick that land up and smash it to the ground. And lo and behold, he did that, and it became the lowest portion on earth, on this planet, as far as altitude goes. We've been there several times with Allah's help. And you go there, you see the land and the sand is telling you a story. Then the water is telling you another narrative, that you see that the Bahrul Mayyit, the Dead Sea, so much salt content, nothing can survive there. So that is the impact of this dua. Allah will decimate, destroy your enemies. Then Surah 40, verse 44, وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Some people I see that they say is Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam's dua and this one. But I haven't seen that in the Quran. So I would like to know where they got this, that is Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam's dua. On public forums I see this, they say them. But I haven't seen this in the Quran or anywhere authentic that Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam read this dua. So you must, when you send public messages like this, you must make sure you have references. You have reference, send it to us, alhamdulillah. But I haven't come across it. So people, they ask this type of things. وَوْفَوْوِدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. So you must remember this type of things, that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, that we give, you must remember, I hand over my matters to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and Allah Ta'ala is all observing of His servants. Surah 40, verse 44. Then what will Almighty Allah do? فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. So remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will then save that person from the plotting, planning, scheming of those people there. So that is the lesson that we should be learning here. Next one is this, that you want your marriage to now be enhanced and increased, the muhabbat and the love and so forth. So remember that you should read Surah 25, verse 74. I'm sure all of you who listen to the Bliss of Marriage on Sirius FM and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, by now you must have memorized this. I know my sisters have memorized it. Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and such children and progeny that are the coolness of the eyes.
We've got a question from our friend, Ustad, from our dear friend, and he says here that, dear Mufti Sahab, I heard you this morning on Maulana Hatia's program, of course, speaking about the masajids, cursing those people who are spying. But what if they are not spying and they are only concerned? What about those masjids that are closed? Why don't you call those alims and you speak to them, Mufti Sahab, and see who's wrong, who's right? Do you think those alims are wrong as well, Ustad?
Remember this, you ask the question, so we answer the question as the question is posed. I mentioned this not once, I mentioned it 100 times, that remember what happened in South Africa is unprecedented in human history. From time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right up to the time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from the time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, right up to 2020. So you must remember, it never ever happened in Islam that masajid got closed because of pandemic, epidemic, a war, whatever it is. It never ever happened. Through authentic sources, you can't prove that. So yes, I don't know how much you know, but I'll explain to you. So you must remember, the government said that masajid will close and the places of worship will close. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib of the Majlis, he appointed 2 brothers, 2 ulama and so forth, that they will go to court. Zahir Umar will be the lawyer, and advocate Hafiz Firoz Bouda will be the lawyer. Yusuf Dokrat and Abu Bakr Umar, Zahir's son, will be the assisting lawyers and attorneys and so forth and so on. So that was a matter between the Majlis and government. Who went to poke their nose? I'm asking you. Who went to poke their nose? Your uksa. They went to go poke the nose. Your Maulvis of the Jamiat-e-Jusa, your MJC, your Darul Ihsan, they went. So therefore, Allah's curse is on them. You know why? Allah? I mentioned this 100 times. I'm on the record. It's haram to give them money. Any money to give them is haram.
Allah.
Why? Because Quran says, Surah number two, Surah Baqarah, verse 114. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. Who can be a bigger zalim? Do you know what it means? You are the biggest zalim. You are the biggest person who's the transgressor, oppressor. Surah 2, verse 114. مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. Compared to those people who prevent people from the masjid of Allah. They went as amicus, as the friends of the court, to curry favor with the corrupt government. I don't think there must be more corrupt people in the world than what we see in South Africa. Apartheid was a crime against humanity. Corruption is also a crime. So corruption at this level, to appease them, they went as friends of the court. And why? To close our masjids. Mimma mana masajid Allah ayyuth karafi asmuhu. Because Allah's name is mentioned there. See what Allah is, because of time, I'm just giving you the next sentence. Almighty Allah states, Surah 2, verse 114, Lahum fi dunya khidyu wa lahum fil akhirati azabun azim. That, remember, for them is disgrace and humiliation in this world. And wa lahum fil akhirati azabun azim. And for them is, you must remember, a horrible, terrible, grievous punishment.
Allah.
That is Allah speaking, my brother. When I said this morning, that those of you who are impimpies, those of you who are spying, don't be surprised. I said it could. I didn't say it will. That tomorrow you'll wake up with Abu Jahl and company. He prevented Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam from reading salat. Ara'ayt alladhi yanha abadan idha salla. Leave speaking to them. I offered them Marqas Sahaba. I said, come here and apologize to the Ummah. But their arrogance knows no bounds. Go ask Darul Ihsan, are they prepared to apologize? Go ask the Jamiat here in Fortsburg, are they prepared to apologize? Go ask MJC, are they prepared to apologize? Go ask them. None of them, they'll tell you that we did right. So when people are like that, we say that we got nothing to do with you, we disassociate. And we say this, we have lawyers, we have Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai, our Amir, that even now, if the masajid closed completely, Allah forbid, we will go to court.
Ameen.
You must remember that. They say vaccination compulsory, we will go to court. We will try what is in our means within the constitution. My advice to you, brother, that don't become party to Hizbu Shaitan. Every masjid that, and when all this happened, in 2020 Ramadan, you must remember, Ramadan time, they went to court to become the friends of the court. You must remember this. Second one is this, people did not read Tarawih, people did not read Jumu'ah. What they said, in Cape Town they said that they cancelling Jumu'ah. The same Uksaj MJC Maulvis, your Jamiat Maulvis said what? It's just one Jumu'ah, what you making a big thing of this? These are statements that can take you right out of the fold of Islam, my brother. So you need to understand and get the whole picture. Don't try and give slanted pictures and stories here. So you must remember, these things cannot be discussed, me and you. They must apologize publicly. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah, if you know anything of Quran and Hadith, Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah is that scholar. Lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu. Many muhaddisin have said you will never find a muhaddis like him, a master in his field. He wrote the commentary till today, one of the most famous commentary on Bukhari Sharif Fathul Bari. When there was a epidemic, 6,000 people a day were dying. They said, we open more and more masjids, give more and more charity.
Allah.
People were just giving ghusl and salatul janaza and burying. You want the reference? Badlul ma'un fi fadli ta'un. Ibn Hajar Asqalani writes, That are the awliyaullah. Those who go to court and close the masjid, remember they are hisbu shaitan. They are awliyaul shaitan. We say this openly and we challenge them. You want a debate, we're ready for that also. Allah, you want debate on Shias, we're ready. You want debate on vaccinations, we're ready. You want debate on closing masjid, we're ready. I challenge them how many times? So you must remember, my brother, that these are things we can never be apologetic. We will never apologize for these issues. We will never compromise on these issues. Our aim is to protect the deen of Islam without fear and favor. And today, any masjid that closes, the sin goes to Uqsa. Remember Allah, that. Akbar. Take Jamiat KwaZulu Natal out. Take the one group out of the PE, the rest of Uqsa. Why? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person murders today, the sin goes to Qabil. He committed the first murder in the history of humanity. The Maulvis, I can't even call them Maulvis, these shaitans, you must remember, who closed our masajid, went to court. So you must remember, anywhere the masjids are closed, the sin goes to them as well. Wa ma alayna illa.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Takbir, Allahu Akbar. 21 minutes to 12. I see the brother says, I rest my case, dear Mufti Saab. We're going to go, inshallah, for an interval. I see brother Tobela is waiting for me, so we go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, don't go away, my beloved, beautiful G-Ustad.
Okay, I requested my brother Tobela to play that nazam 7-8 weeks ago. Our graduate, our Maulana, Maulana Ismail Salehji, who passed away last week in Sajda, and a sad day for us, who know that Maulana Azim Hunter 3 weeks ago, last week Maulana Ismail Salehji, yesterday Maulana Ismail Ali, all our graduates, the first graduates in the history of South Africa, 1983, we taught them, and 10 years ago, Maulana Yunus Roda. So Allah grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. All might Allah grant the bereaved family. Maulana Ismail Salehji came here in Jamaat approximately 7-8 weeks ago. And he said he wants to meet his teacher. So they came to meet me. And he saw the studio where Maulana Arafat, myself are, and the studio where Tobela is, the engineering section. And then he said, you must play this one nazam. So this nazam is for our Maulana Ismail Salehji's family. Family and all of you, how a lady praises the Master alayhi salam, and all of you on my Telegram account, all of you on my groups, we sent it to out here to you yesterday. Listen to it, and wonderful, beautiful words, only if you understood Urdu. For 2-3 minutes, my brother Tobela will play it.
लिखा है एक ज़ईफ़ा थी के जो मक्का में रहती थी वो इन बातों को सुनती थी मगर खामोश रहती थी वो सुनती थी मोहम्मद है कोई हाशिम घराने में वो कहता है खुदा बस एक है सारे जमाने में वो सुनती थी उबुल की लात की तजलील करता है वो अपने हक के फरमाने की तावील करता है वो सुनती थी जो उसके साथ है वो है गुलाम उसका मुसलमान हो ही जाता है जो सुनता है कलाम उसका लिखा है वो ज़ईफ़ा एक दिन काबा में जा पहुंची उमुल के पांव पर सर रख उसने ये दुआ मांगी मैं तुझको पूजती हूँ और खुदा भी तुझको कहती हूँ बड़ा अफसोस है कि आजकल मैं रंज सहती हूँ वो गम ये है मोहम्मद है कोई हाशिम घराने में वो कहता है खुदा बस एक है सारे जमाने में मिटा दो उसकी हस्ती को तो ना ले कोई नाम उसका जिगर छलनी हो जाता है सुन सुन कर कलाम उसका दुआ करके उठी सजदे से और वो अपने घर आई समझती थी ये दिल में अब मेरी उम्मीद भर आई ज़ईफ़ा को खुशी थी अब उबुल बिजली गिरा देगा मोहम्मद तो محمد ساتھیوں کو بھی مٹا دے گا مگر کچھ دن گزرنے پر نجب امید بھر آئی دعا کر کے عبر سے اپنے دل میں خوب پجتائی دعا کر کے عبر سے اپنے دل میں خوب پچھتائی غرض ترکیب اس نے سوچنی ہے خود ہی گھر آ کر کہ چھوڑوں گی یہ بستی میں رہوں گی اور کہیں جا کر غرض ایک دن صبح کو اس نے اپنی ایک گٹھری لی نکل کے اپنے گھر سے اور دروازے پر آ بیٹھی ضعیفہ سوچتی تھی اب کوئی مزدور ملتا ہے اس کو کیا
16 minutes to 12. What a beautiful Nate from our beloved engineer brother Tobela. I see by seeing at least 30 seconds or a minute of little bit translation, because we all are your big fans of the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. Ba Ustad.
MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala reward you, all of you, our listeners. Allah Ta'ala keep us on the haq at all times. We're defending the flag of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Regarding the last line of the brother of the masjid who rests his case, remember the Americans say that what happened there in the capital last week, Wednesday, remember is an indelible stain on American democracy. What happened in South Africa, Maulvi, sheikhs, imams going to court, is an indelible stain on every alim and every true Muslim. Remember that indelible wo dabba hamesha rahega. Allah protect us. Till day of Qiyamah it will stay with them. Allah protect us. Allah protect us. Okay, this my brother, sister who don't understand Urdu, is the Shair, the person speaking about the Hijra. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thani ethnain. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu going. And then the first stop was Ghar-e-Thawr, 3 nights there. Surah 9 verse 40, Allah speaks. Then the second stop was by Umm Ma'bad. Then they passed there, they asked this lady that we see this goat you have, is the milk? She said, there's nothing. Where's Abu Ma'bad? Where's your husband? He says, he's gone out. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Bakr took permission. Master alayhi salatu salam that made dua, they rubbed the goat. Lo and behold, then the milk started coming out. She couldn't believe what she's seeing and all. So they drank everything, this, and then they told her they take the money, everything. She said, no, this, and then they left. Then she told her husband, you know what? These people, like farishtas, angels, they came. These are the description. And she described the Master, alayhi salam. So remember that. And then she, the husband said, you know who's that? That is the Master, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then they embrace Islam. So the person is speaking about how Umm Ma'bad embraced Islam. And Nabi, sallallahu, is a beautiful, it's 9 minutes. I sent it out to you yesterday. Anybody wants to join our group? 071-888-1184. We thank Salahuddin and team. MashaAllah, barakallahu fik.
I see a sister in Azadville says, dear Mufti Sahib, please make dua during this trial time that the Ummah must get together, Ustad, and stand united. This is anonymous sister, Ustad, student of Deen from Azadville.
Remember, the Ummah can never get united on batil. The only way you can get united is on haq. Watawaso bil haq. To speak about, see what Almighty Allah told Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is Quran. Who are me and you? You must remember we are non-entities. See what Almighty Allah addresses Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and states, "Lo anfaqta ma fil ardi jami'a ma allafta bayna qulubihim." Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you spend whatever there is on this earth, all the gold, silver, minerals, money, cash, whatever, you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you could not bring that muhabbat, that love, that unity within their hearts. But Allah brings the love between and amongst the hearts of people and unity. Surah 8, remember Surah Anfal in verse 63. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us very, very clearly here, Surah 8 and verse 63. So the point we're making here is this, is all wishful thinking that the Ummah must must be united. The Ummah cannot be united when you got Shias, when you got Qadianis, when you got Agahanis, all the thing with Muslim names, when you have hypocrites, when you have people who are selling the deen, closing the masjid. So you must remember, unity got two criteria, two ingredients. One, unity on haq, wa tawasu bil haq. Unity based on tawadu, humility. Accept your wrong, apologize, and carry on. But when people don't accept the wrong, they want to justify it like Iblis and the Shaitan, ana khayru min, then remember, you can never have unity. Then you're dreaming of unity.
So, Ustad, my husband doesn't want to spend time with me when it is holidays. He makes an excuse for me to go to my parents' house. I feel so lonely and neglected, Ustad.
So remember that what he's doing then in the holidays. So is he busy with mistress, with secretary? He's busy with the pawn? He's busy with his friends? What is he doing? So you must remember, you must tell him, fine, that the children will come with me, but the one, two elderly children, 15, 18, will stay with you. And then see his response, what it is. So there are many ways to how you can corner him. So I'm not saying you must do it so that it causes harm to your marriage, but you can see what is the hidden agenda and ulterior motive, that why he's so keen. When I was in America, so in 2000, the brother told me this, you know, that his daughter used to come to me. There they call everybody Imam. So very young, 5-6 years old. Imam, how are you? This, that, because she was fascinated because speak English, and the Imams used to get from India, Pakistan. So she used to come and talk and so forth. So I used to go to the house sometime. They invite us, you know, and so forth, because we're now foreigners and what have you. So he told me, he say, you know, my first wife, I didn't know this is second wife, you know, my first wife and so forth, she used to send me lot in Jamaat and Tabligh. You understand? Mm. So I thought, what a pious wife I got, you know, that she's sending me go 30 days, go 40 days, go 1 week, everything. Then I heard the whole stories. Whenever I'm gone in Jamaat and Tabligh, she's busy having an affair and all these type of things. So obviously, divorce took place. Lo and behold, Allah's madad, Allah's help came. Normally in America, for you, the husband, the father, to get custody is extremely difficult. But the court realized, and Allah's mercy came, that he was doing everything with good intention, best work in the world, Dawat and Tabligh, mashallah. So he was doing that, and he won the court case. He got custody. So that was the daughter. So see, sometimes the wife tells the husband to go. Sometimes the husband tells the wife to go. So superficially, it seems good, but there's a hidden agenda, ulterior motive. I'm not saying it is like that. So you must try and ascertain what is the real reason your husband is so happy. Go, my darling, all 6 weeks or so you can go. You see? So that, so maybe something is happening. I don't know, sister. So you must remember that.
Listen to this question, Ustad. Brother Zainul says here, there is a song called I Divorce You. If we sing this in front of our partners, does our marriage break? It is a very nice tune, Ustaz, yeah. Brother Zainul.
Shaitan's tunes are always nice, my brother. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. So you must remember the Shaitan, he embellishes, he beautifies all the vices. So now you singing and all that with that. So now whether your wife is there, not there, and you say that these words they led, so the divorce will take place. You must remember, ثَلَاثٌ جِدُّهُنَّ جِدٌّ وَهَزْلُهُنَّ جِدٌّ. Three things you say seriously is seriously. You say jokingly, in jest or whatever, is also seriously. Other ulama might give you other fatwa, but our fatwa is this, the talaq will take place. Because you want to join shaitan and join shaitan's party. So you must remember, so you can't play with Islam. Remember that. Therefore, in this context of nikah and talaq, Quran uses the word وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوَا. Do not take the verses of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala as a joke. It is a serious, serious matter. How when you perform hudu, you must know that the wind coming out breaks the hudu. So similarly, when you get married, you must know the laws and the ramifications and the consequences. Wala tattakhidhu ayatillahi huzwa. Surah number 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse 231. So that is what Almighty Allah is teaching us.
I see Ma says, Mufti Sahib Biju, I am a stepmother, Mufti Sahib. Huh? My stepkids have children. Now when they have marital problems, they want to dump their children with me. But on a normal day, when it's all hunky-dory, Mufti Sahib, they don't want to interact with me at all. Is it right for me to refuse? Ma, Ustad.
Ma, the man and a Jiska Zarf, Ma, you spoke a little bit Gujarati and a little bit English, so I give you an answer in Urdu because we are an international station. So you speak to us in Gujarati, we give you answer in Memon. So like that, Ma. So you must remember, Ma, what happens? Jiska Zarf Bara Ho, Allah in Kubara Bana Deta Hai. You must keep a magnanimous heart, and when you keep the bigger heart, then Allah will elevate you. So you must do ahsin man asa'a ilayk. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do good to the people who do bad to you. So they are not, they just using you. You understand that, Ma, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. When things are, I like the word you use, the Ma, hunky dory. When things are dory dory, when things are good, then they just leave you out, you see. But when things are going a little bit topsy turvy, then they say, yeah, keep my children, Ma will keep and all that. Oh, they want to go holiday and here and there. Say, no, Ma is there. So you keep for Allah's sake. Hmm. Why, Ma? Because your aim must be to bring the unity in that family. So you must say, never mind, I will make sacrifice, but at least the children one day when I'm no more, they'll remember you. So remember that that is what you should make shukr, that even sometimes, but it's wrong circumstances, but your children are there. I've been to old age homes. Nani, daddy, they never saw their grandchildren for years. They cursing their own children and so forth. So remember this. So turn it to the positive. Thank Allah. Never mind. At least my grandchildren are playing. They're going around me, playing with me. I'm playing with them and you're making dua for them. So read Ma for all of them. Surah 46, verse 15, 1-5. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyyati. Oh, Almighty Allah, bring about reform, bring about piety in my progeny, my children and grandchildren.
I am married and I want a second wife, Ustad. Do I have to tell my first wife about this?
So how are you going to exercise justice if your first wife doesn't know? So all the secret nikahs are null and void. You can't be getting married in a hotel and get two guys, one Pakistani, one Indian, or one Somali, and give them money and say, darling, every week we'll meet here. So that type of nikah is null and void. La nikaha illa bi waliyin. For a nikah to be valid, the girl must give permission. She must be Muslima. She must belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, not kafir, kufar, Shia and Qadiani and all that. And she must be, her parents, her father must give permission. If her father is not there, her paternal grandfather, dada, or her brother, or her uncle, paternal uncle, kaka, chacha, so they must give permission. Then only the nikah is valid. And now you want to get a spare wheel and you say you don't want your wife to know. So all that unacceptable. How are you going to make one night, one week? Quran says, Surah 4, verse number 3, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا, that if you are fear you can't do justice, then remember one wife only. So that is Quran, my brother. So don't read the Quranic verse halfway. Read the whole Quran Sharif.
So my wife's sister's husband has passed on, Ustad. Can I marry her as a second wife?
So you must remember your wife's sister's husband has passed away. So you want to marry your wife's sister, totally haram. Surah 4, verse 23. وَأَنْ تَجْمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْأُخْتَيْنِ. So you cannot combine two biological sisters at one time in your nikah. So you want to make my brother in Mansa Dwert as Anna Mansa Brut. So he died, so you want to take her, his wife, but you got her sister in your nikah. So you can't do that. Yes, will Allah give your wife long life. She passes away, then you get married to her. So that is permissible. Don't make that dua, but...
Sister says, I have a three-month-old baby, dear Mufti Sahib, who is breastfed. I would like to know if it's permissible or all right to leave my wardrobe light on at night when we are asleep, as it helps me to check on the baby, as I have read that any burning light or flame should be off when going to sleep. Ustad.
No, it's fine. That means that those light that where there's fear, it can burn your carpets or burn your curtains or burn your... Turn now one small light like that, inshallah, so you can check on your beautiful, wonderful son or daughter. So make dua for him and always read, remember for him what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu read for Hazrat Hassan Basri rahimahullah. What she said, boy or girl? What she said?
I think it's a girl, Ustad.
So you must remember, if it's a boy, I give it both ways. If it's a boy, then read, Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Ya Allah, give this young boy, this baby of mine, the deep, profound understanding of deen. Wa habibhu ila nas. Ya Allah, make him beloved to humanity. If it's a beloved flower and daughter, Fatima, Zainab, Jamila, Halima, whatever name, so Allahumma faqihha fi deen. Ya Allah, give her deep, profound understanding of deen of Islam. Wa habibha ila nas. And Ya Allah, make her beloved to humanity.
Ameen.
So that is the dua you should be reading, O mother.
Subhanallah. Dear Mufti Sahab, my in-laws are extremely rich and I just make ends meet, Mufti Sahab. They request that we come visit them every weekend. We can't afford the petrol. How do we tell them this, Ustad Anonymous?
So you must tell them you will come and they must fill up your tank. So you must remember that simple. So what is the big issue there? You say they're extremely rich. They want to call the shots because they're rich. So you must say, fine, we will come. And then you must give us petrol. You must give us wear and tear. The car don't walk on move on Zamzam, you know. So all these type of things there. So honesty is the best policy. And that you sort it out very easily. Remember that.
Ustad, last question says that a man came home to see me. I wasn't so attracted to him, but of course he seems like a very nice guy, Ustad. However, his mommy says if we marry, I must stay with her so she can grow her grandkids and he must move closer to his workplace, but I must stay with her. And he must come home on weekends. Is that even permissible, Ustad?
Remember, just forget all this bad call. Remember, don't be so desperate and so forth that you're going to make yourself like this. From now already, they want to treat you like that. What will happen after marriage? Just say, finish is history. You carry on with the geography now. Read 2 rakat salat and read 2 Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Allah will send somebody better. He is history. Forget all this. So you can't get married like this and all these funny crazy conditions. So just stay, just say no and it's out, finished. You seem to be more desperate than him, the way you have posed your question. So just forget him, it's bad news for you. Okay, quickly let's give you the round down, inshallah. 12 o'clock news with brother Alphus, inshallah, Alphus in Kosi, and then the news, the hour, mashallah, current affairs, then 1 o'clock Zohar Azad, and thereafter mashallah, we will continue with our Surah Hajj, and that will be, I think today I'm starting at verse 49, inshallah. So, and thereafter we go to archives, and there we start with verse number 8 of Surah Nisa. So, and then 2 to 3 will be our brother Lamin Templeton with the political news, and then 3 to 3:30. So go listen to today's Q&A, the morning wonderful with Mona Arafat and myself. How many non-Muslims, they want to know what is the true Islam, so let us inshallah present them to true Islam without apologizing and without compromising. May Almighty Allah accept us all. Again, I appeal to all of you, make special dua for all our masajid. May Almighty Allah open all the masajid. It is the houses of Allah. I leave you with this message. When we go to the masjid, what we say, Allahumma iftahli abwaaba rahmatik. Ya Allah, open your doors of mercy for us. So we want to be enveloped and shrouded in the mercy of Allah. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, include us in your special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. بارك الله فيك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's time for the 12 o'clock news. What, of course, our beloved brother Alfred in Kotsi. We say jazakumullah khairan to all the wonderful beloved listeners of Marika Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Yes, we will be sending out the podcast, inshallah, later on from our beloved engineer, brother Tobella. Well, it's time for the 12 o'clock news with brother Alfred in Kotsi.